Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Now that your cold weather clothes are tucked away, it's time to put your best face forward for spring and summer. Grooming changes with the weather for men and women are what we are talking about tonight. And certainly for women, your makeup regimen also changes as the weather warms up. And some of those changes may actually surprise you. So what do you need to know? Well, tonight we have experts to share the do's and don'ts about grooming and to answer your questions. My guests are celebrity makeup artist Kim Lee and Roger Gore, grooming expert and CEO of G Natural Alpha Club for Men. If you have questions about personal grooming as well as do's and don'ts for makeup, lines are open. Give us a call right now, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly you can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Kim, Roger, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, wake up. There you go. You, Roger over here. Sleep.
Thanks for having me on.
there you go. Yeah. That's the best grooming tip of all. Just fall asleep and don't go outside.
Stay woke.
Okay, well, give me some woke information here, Kim, because, and particularly as it relates to makeup. I don't wear makeup, so why should winter or cold weather makeup make a difference when the weather warms up?
Well, certainly, because if you know, when weather changes, we want to change. We wear less, we do more, and with activity happening differently in your life, you need to have on makeup and also hair that's going to accommodate or that's going to resonate with that weather change. Also, when weather changes, you want to do something different. People paint their houses, they, you know, change the decor in their homes. So there's something about change that doesn't just happen with seasons, but it also happens with makeup and hair and beauty and fashion. And so one of the wonderful things about makeup, or spring makeup, is that it's very indicative or very it's synonymous with the way it looks outside. So people love outside. They love greenery. They love natural, you know, environment. And so that's what your makeup really should be looking at. It should be fresh. It should be natural. It should be clean. It should be beautiful. And that's what the springtime looks like.
A time of renewal.
Exactly. Right. And so the summertime, you know, is a time where you really are just kind of getting your skin together for being outside more. I'm wearing less foundation, wearing, you know, a little more lash, you know, a little more color. And so that's kind of a good reflection of how trends, you can follow trends. Like people will say, well, I really don't know, you know, what's hot and what's not. Just know that you're wearing a little bit less because you're outside more. So I think that's probably my first tip. And so if you're going to wear less, then your skin, you have to clear it up instead of covering it up. So the skin has to be, you know, in good condition, drinking lots of water, making sure you're using active ingredients in your skincare products that are going to help to keep your skin not only moisturized, but also exfoliated, because that thin layer of skin, that dead skin, just lays on your face and you're wondering why product doesn't look fresh. It doesn't. You don't have that dewy look. You don't have that Instagram filtered look, right? So, so, you know, in order to pull that off with the natural eye to you know, if you're just walking past, you're going to have to do some things. And it's more than just what our grandmothers did before there were all of these pollutants outside, all of these, you know, these, we call them free radicals in the beauty industry. And what they do, those are the natural pollutants, smoke and exhaust and just, you know, our ozone layer is just pretty much depleted. So the skin has to have some protection. You got to do some work. Our grandmothers used to just, you know, wipe their faces off with alcohol and put some Vaseline on it, but they had a different lifestyle and food was different and life was different. And so now that people are very active now, and there are a lot more stress. There's a lot of going on that's different. So you can't just get up and go. You can't wash and go. Those days are done. If you are able to do that, it's really probably hereditary. And unfortunately, everybody doesn't have that ability to do that. And I'll let Roger pick up from here.
That was my question, because I mean, Roger, do I need a dewy look?
A dewy look?
Yeah, she said you want to have that dewy
It's really a natural, beautiful, in other words, you want to be able to, if you don't have to wear makeup or a foundation, you want your skin to still look decent.
Right.
And that means a healthy glow, which is just healthy skin. It can have a little sheen to it. It could have, maybe you're a little oily, like I'm oily, or maybe I'm dry, but nonetheless, your skin should still be healthy.
Yeah.
You should
yeah.
just be healthy. And so, I think that a lot of times we misplace what that means, because we're like, oh, my grandmother didn't do it, my mother didn't do it, but you have a different lifestyle than your grandmom and your mom. And so you're exposed to some things that they did not have issue with. You know, they were eating fresh foods. You know, a lot of times we eat processed foods. So there are a lot of things, whatever we take in, our skin reflects that.
Well, let me, like I was just asking, you know, Roger, you know, as a man, and while I'd like to think that I'm a fairly well-groomed man, you know, as my mother said, washing all the nooks and crannies, but for my face,
men are different from women, and we have to all, almost definitely, our facial makeups are much different because, you know, we have beards, we have mustaches, and we're very oily. A lot of men are very oily. We produce a lot of oil in our skin. So with men, and I love the way she touched on it, it's a different time now, we have to understand that all our beauty from our skin and our hair starts from within. So if a lot of men are smoking, they pop them sticks, cigars, they don't realize that has a big effect on your skin, it has a big effect on your face. When you look at, just like she just stated, jumping in and out the shower, not applying any moisture to the skin, not exfoliating while you're in the shower, has a big play on your face as far as, you know, anti-wrinkling products as well as products. We have a product that's been amazing. It's called an anti-bump product. And what this does is a lot of men damage their skin when they're using trimmers to shave because of the oil that's in the face, in the shaving area. They dig, get a micro injury, which results in a razor bump normally. Anti-bump skin tonic makes it so amazing. It takes the excess oil out of the face, stands the hair up, prepares the hair to be shaved. So now you can get a closer shave without digging into your skin, without getting that micro injury. And then afterwards, we use a gel product that's we call it Get a G Razor Relief, that will add moisture back into your skin as well as an anti-inflammatory.
Let me stop you. Yeah. Because for those people who are not buying your products, and I'm talking, and I don't want to do a, I don't want to do a commercial.
No, I'm with you.
Okay. I want to, let's be clear that you have guys like me who, I use soap. I use almond or oatmeal soap that I get in the grocery store. Okay. My face is clean. I put on a little lotion. Yeah, I shave. I shave my face. I shave my head. The thing that I don't like, which is why I put lotion on my face, I feel fine. Mm-hmm. I don't have any problems. I don't like my face feeling tight. But my issue is that I don't want to put a lot of crap on my face.
Right.
What happened to me, well, I'm glad you mentioned, and I don't want to do a commercial either, I'm just trying to point out some of the things that we discovered over time that we're making mistakes in for men. You are blessed that you don't get razor bumps. I don't see that you have any blemishes on your face. Yeah, you might.
I have one bump.
So you're blessed. You stand on an island by yourself. But most African American men,
they do. Yeah.
We have issues with shaving. I am one. I have a tremendous time when I shave in my cheek area, under my neck. If it wasn't for a system that we discovered, we would get razor bumps. Most men are not aware of the process. They're not aware that these are the issues, that the reason that they're getting these razor bumps. And like you say, you're able to do a wash and go, a shampoo, a soap and go. Most guys need more attention than that. And it's up to us to point out the issues that they're dealing with and make products that will address these issues and then teach them how to groom, how to maintain and understand you can get a delayed razor bump. So it's important to have the process that we explain done every day to make sure you don't get that. And water is important to hydrate your skin. Man, anybody drinking a ton of sodas, a lot of beer, wine, things like that, you will find that it will affect your skin.
Hold on 1 second. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about grooming for the warmer months. This is for men and women. Also, we have some makeup tips also to talk about. So if you have a comment, if you have a question, if you have a comment about the skin on your face, skin on your body, skin on your head or hair on your head, depending on what you have up there or not. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. And as always, we'll be taking as many phone calls as we can, even after 7:30 on Sirius XM. But go ahead, Roger, because you talked about water. And you know what? You really mentioned another thing that I think is so critical. I don't smoke. Used to smoke for 20 years, but this fad about cigar smoking and other things that get in your skin, not just for men, but for women, what impact does that have on your skin?
Yeah, and she just mentioned there, they create free radicals in the skin. They dry out the skin, the impurities. We look at it as being a fashion trend and something cool, but it's not healthy for your skin. And if you're just in that environment, secondhand smoke, again, affecting the skin, you're going to have issues. And anybody that smokes cigars or smokes cigarettes, it's important at night you cleanse properly to remove those impurities out of your skin. That'll give you a greater chance of not being affected by the conditions of smoking cigars. But if you're not, you're just smoking sticks, going home, going to bed, trust me, you will see a difference in your skin in about 4 or 5 years under your eyes, your cheek area, under your neck. So it's important that you have I say when men get in, especially in the summer, the weather's changing, we have to cleanse our face at night. Mm-hmm. You have to. You can't go to bed coming out of the environment. All your sweat pores been open all day, a lot of salt, dirt in your skin, and you go to bed because you're going to create a horrible environment for your skin every night. So I say cleanse your skin, put a regimen together. When you get out the shower, I've become an incredible fan of black charcoal on my face because it's an amazing cleansing.
What does that do?
It exfoliates the skin. Mm-hmm. It tightens the skin. See, a lot of time you want to be able to remove and replace. I say that's the thought of whenever you're adding moisture to your face, you want to remove and replace. You don't want to block hydration. That's the moisture that enters your hair and your skin. So it exfoliates, it tightens the skin, and then you want to come behind it with a nice moisturizer. Go to bed at night, wake up in the morning, do the process again. So the more you add moisture and do the process to your skin, the more you're going to see the effects of less wrinkles, less dryness, more even tone. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see people say something to you and say, hey, man, you look nice. You look different.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about grooming for the warm months and makeup. What is the best thing that you need to do to make sure that you are putting your best face forward, do's and don'ts? Let's go to George. George calling from Upper Marlboro. George, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Thank you for having this conversation.
Sure.
I allow my facial hair to grow out all the way down to my neckline without shaving for weeks at a time. When I shave, I look good. The skin is clean. It is, even. But it always becomes black, especially around the neckline. I'd love to know if, I have a ton of things on my counter, my sink, but nothing seems to be working. I don't get razor bumps. It's just the blackening of the skin after I've shaved once or twice. And I wanted to know if there may be something specific that I need to look into that might help with that.
Can I ask a question? Are you using a razor or trimmers when you shave under your neck?
I use an electric shaver.
Okay. Are you using what they call a close shaver? It has like smooth edge over it, square, or are you using trimmers like an Andes?
I use an Andes to get the bulk of the hair, and then I come back behind.
Got
that
you.
Okay.
A shaver. So I'm going to tell you the issue is that shaver shaves very close. That's why we use it. It gives us almost the closest you're going to get to using a razor. So most likely you're taking a layer of skin off when you use that shaver. Whenever you get dark shaving shadows, normally it comes from lack of moisture being replenished back into the skin. And then if you're talking the summertime, along with the heat and perspiration, and your lotions and water-based products are hard to keep moisture in. That's why we created Farrell and Miami mentioned, get it your razor relief, because what happens when you remove that one layer of skin using your shaver, you want to use this product every day to add moisture back into the skin, to also keep your skin smooth, and to also help against, you know, when you look at the hot weather, those conditions that's created. And a lot of us, if you're doing, you know, professional work, you're wearing ties and shirts and things like that, this product uh-huh. also helps. So it's important that you use the product afterwards to keep the moisture. I won't say mine again, but I will say that it's because of lack of moisture in the skin. The skin then puts up a different layer of thermoskin. It's going to be harder. It's going to be darker. Mm-hmm. It's just like a semi-sealant. And that's why we get these dark shaving shadows. I used to have one for years, and I stopped using a razor and started using trimmers, and I also use a close shaver too. But because I add moisture into my skin every day and at night, it allows my skin to replenish itself fully. I don't know if you remember when we were coming up and you would get a scar and your mom would put like cocoa butter or something on it and say this to help keep the, you know, you're not getting a scar when it heals. It's because you're adding moisture constantly to the skin. When the skin does not have moisture constantly, it will send up a permanent layer, which is a darker scale. Yeah.
George, thank you so much for your phone call. I need to, excuse me, I need to get ready to take a break. But before I do, I want to remind you that we are taking phone calls about grooming and makeup. We're talking to men and women tonight. If you have any questions about your skin, not just on your face, but your skin on your body, if you're shaving your head like me, what should you do with that bald head, or what should you do to take care of your hair? And also, certainly, you know, for the ladies, you know, what should you look for when it comes to cleaning your skin and making sure that your face is the best that it can be when it comes to makeup? So please stay with us. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are answering your questions and sharing grooming and makeup tips for this warmer weather. My guests are celebrity makeup artist Kim Lee, also Roger Gore, grooming expert and CEO of G Natural Alpha Club for Men. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Before I go back to the phones, Kim, one of the things that I'm always curious about, and I'm sure a lot of women are curious about as well, and we're still focusing on the cleaning process. Even if you don't, let's say you have someone, a woman who doesn't wear makeup, mm-hmm. how does she know that her face is cleaner other than the opposite? I mean, obvious. How do we know that her face is cleaner after she washes it as opposed to, I mean, what should she look for? Can she see the clean?
I think that, you know, your skin is one of those things. I actually believe that I don't just wash my face. I actually do a 2-3-step process. It's very quick. It doesn't take a long time. But I actually tone after I wash the face, because what toning does is it actually helps to put the pH balance back into the skin, so you're not over moisturizing. That's the first thing it does.
Now, what is an over moisture?
What can happen is when you wash your face mm-hmm. and you're stripping your face of those natural oils, which is what Roger discussed, we oftentimes will tend to over moisturize because we're trying to overcompensate for that dryness that we feel. We used to believe that when the skin felt tight, that it was clean. But what that does is it sends a message to your sebaceous glands that I need to hurry up and produce more oil, because oil on the skin, the natural oil that our bodies produce, it is a protectant from the sun. Our bodies are really pretty amazing. They're really self-sufficient. But we have to make sure that we are fortifying the skin, because what water does, our wonderful DC water, what it does is that all of those things that keep the water clean actually strip the skin. So we have to put something back into it, which is what Roger talked about. But if you're to your point about knowing if your skin is clean, mm-hmm. after you wash your face, it feels tight, right? And you think, oh, it's clean. But right. it's really might not be clean because you have makeup that could have gotten into the pores. So you do that second step of toning. And what toning helps to do is two things. One, it helps to remove the excess dirt and makeup that your cleanser did not remove. The second thing it's going to do is going to help to balance the skin. So that way, when you put that toner on the skin after you wash it, then your skin now is even and balanced. So you're not feeling tight anymore. And now you're not putting all of that moisturizer. Because here's the reality. When you use a product, you look at a little bottle of moisturizer. You don't use a lot of it. That's why the bottle is so small. That's like your indicator. You use a pea size amount. A pea to a dime size amount should be enough moisturizer to cover your skin. But a lot of times we do this because we're used to using, you know, all of those moisturizers on our bodies. And we're trying to overcompensate for something that the water has done. All we have to do is just use that second step. So that's actually, hopefully that answers her question or your question mm-hmm. about how do you know if your skin is clean. Once you tone your skin with a nice cotton pad, you go over it, you see the cotton pad is clean, you know that the skin is not only clean, but now it's pH balanced, the excess dirty makeup has been removed, I'm good, and I don't have to do as much moisturizer.
Interesting. Let me go to Sybil. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Sybil, calling from Capitol Heights. Thanks for calling, Sybil. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to make a comment about water. About 30 years ago, my skin was all pimply and had dots all over. They used to call me connected dot.
Mm.
And someone told me, drink more water. So I started drinking more water, and sure enough, it cleared my skin up. But not only that, someone else told me, when you wash your face, don't use soap. Just use plain hot water. And I've been doing that ever since. And now I get compliments all the time on my beautiful skin.
Plain, when you say plain hot water, you mean just wiping your face with a hot washcloth? A hot, wet washcloth?
No, you know, splashing the water on my face and then patting it dry with a washcloth.
So are you not a makeup wearer? Do you not wear makeup?
I don't wear makeup. Very rare that I wear makeup.
Yeah, if you were a makeup wearer, then that you would have the same issues that you had growing up as a child, because those products would get into your pores and ultimately would cause a breakout. So you're blessed. But typically, if you just wash with water, it's typically not enough. Because you need to, using active ingredients helps to keep the skin again fortified. But you're one of those few that we talked about off air that, you know, doesn't necessarily have some of the issues. And a lot of times that may come with people again trying to cover up instead of clearing up. You found the secret to clear up your skin. So I applaud you. But that unfortunately is not everybody's. Not everybody's story. So, I appreciate your comment.
Okay. Sybil, thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Alexandra calling from D.C. Or is it Alexander?
Alexandra.
Okay. Thank you so much. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I help my boyfriend with his face. He gets really bad ingrown hairs. Some of them to the point where they're like massive. It looks like he might have gotten like bit by a bug So I try to, you know, help him with his facial care. And I was just wondering, how would you make that like stop? Like, is there a certain procedure that helps with that or?
Well, can I ask a question? Is he using a razor or is he using trimmers? It's always important to ask that.
He does not use a razor at all because he says when he uses a razor, it even works.
Okay.
Plus, he has eczema as well. So when he goes to the barber, he gets, you know, with the regular Andy's clippers and then they'll do his facial as well. And then, like, usually once a week, he'll go back through and do it himself with Andy's clippers.
Okay, and what I always recommend to get the process started, because I hear he's already inflamed, he's already has razor bumps. So what you want to do is after he gets, if he's using trimmers and he's at home doing his own work, is that you want to first, like I explained earlier, was use a pre-shave product, a product that takes the excess moisture out of the skin, stands the hair up. So it also has antibacterial as well as inflammatory ingredients in it to reduce his inflammation. Once he does this and allows the skin to dry, then he wants to take his tremors. When he takes his tremors, want to go over his face, don't dig, because he'll further irritate. And what happens is he takes his tremors and goes over the skin, and he finishes this as an important process for him to take warm water, rinse his face, get the excess hair out, and also the dead skin, then take a warm towel and apply that to his shaving area. When he does that, it's going to open his pores up more, because we want his skin to be prepared to receive the conditioner, which is your anti-bump product, whatever product he chooses to use, we have a product for. So now after he does this, then he takes the anti-bump product, applies it to the skin, and the reason I say not a liquid but a gel, because liquids have to work quickly. They evaporate. For him, he would need a gel so it would work all day. And then he also has to look at the weather changing. So now it's becoming hotter. He needs to shave at night. Gives his skin 8 hours to replenish itself before he goes out into the environment. Because most likely if he's shaving in the morning, he goes right out in the environment and he's already inflamed, it's going to make his situation worse. So he needs to change his process to changing at night. And then you or he needs to change his pillowcase every 2 days. Because any facial oil that's in that pillowcase will also worsen the condition of his face as he's shaving. So he needs to change his pillowcase every 2 days. So these are some steps that he can take, and he'll start to see things turn around for him.
Kevin, did you want to add something to that?
No, I think Roger pretty much covered it. I mean, the folliculitis barbae, which is what that is, ultimately is what, you know, because the hair on African American skin, if he is African American, I'm assuming, it grows in a curl. And so with the bacteria in that pore, with that curl, it can't come through the hair can't come through the follicle. And that's basically what he is not able to get. That's why he's getting that bump. So ultimately what people do is they pick the bump and it causes more bacteria. So that was what Roger was discussing about having to open up that pore and get that skin ready to receive it and warm. Doing a steam, like a hot steamy towel, will help to open those pores up. But when you open them, you got to be prepared to clean them out. And so using that anti-bump product, using our products, we also have a wonderful skincare regimen for men as well who suffer from that. And it's going to be a huge, huge help and a relief to your boyfriend, because it's nothing worse than having that bump that you can't. You just feel like, what is this under my skin? It feels like a ball under your skin. And what has happened in that point when it gets to that point? That
and sometimes
point,
it hurts.
Oh, it hurts.
She
really
made a
bad.
Good point about people who have misconception that they think the hair grows out and then goes back into the skin. It does not. When the micro injury happens, the liquid skin comes up and covers the hair. The hair is not strong enough to penetrate, so it goes back in, mm-hmm. and then that becomes the bump. So you have to release inflammation to release the hair. So I'm glad she made that point, because if I hear that one more time about the hair going back into the skin, I'm like, mm-hmm. there's no way, it's not strong enough.
Yeah, well, it's not able to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much, Alexandra, and good luck to you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Carolyn calling from D.C. Carolyn, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is we have to also remember that we have to wear sunscreen. You actually should be wearing sunscreen year-round, but absolutely in the spring and summertime. And a lot of black people don't think that they can burn, but we can burn. I was a lifeguard, and I know. So please add sunscreen as a regular part of your regimen every day, because you're out in the sun. And even people that say, well, I don't get out in the sun gets on you if you're out.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. And really, it's not the sun. It's the ultraviolet rays.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we do have to make sure that we're using products to have a sunscreen. We have a wonderful foundation for our line. It has a sunscreen because we thought about that because women of color, women, period, everyone is outside at some point. And with you being, you know, exposed to those ultraviolet rays, it's going to be very important. And of course, the longer you're outside, the more sunscreen you need. I mean, it's just that simple. And if you're going to be getting wet, if you're going to be exercising, then you're going to have to reapply. So that's just kind of how the sunscreen thing works. Without getting real technical and scientific with people, I just always tell people that if you know you're going to be at, say, King's Dominion, and that's all day with your kids, you know you're going to be sweating. You know you're going to be exposed. So you need to have the highest form of sunscreen on just to protect your skin, because we also get skin cancer. It's very common. And a lot of times it's undertreated and underdiagnosed because we don't think that we can get that, and we'll let something go untreated. And before you know it, you have a disaster. So definitely you want to make sure, if those that are listening, men and women, you're out cutting the grass, you're out more, so you want to make sure you're utilizing the sunscreen.
And men with bald heads, yes, definitely got to understand. I warn them constantly, either cover your head or have a sunscreen, because you have a higher chance of having skin cancer.
Well, you can feel it. I remember several years ago, I was out of the country. I was in the Caribbean, and I put sunscreen on my head. Well, after one of those, you know, beach massages, you know, it's the head to toe thing, the sunscreen was wiped off. Mm-hmm. And when I got out from underneath the cover, where this was happening, as soon as I stepped out, because of course there's less pollution there, mm-hmm, you could actually feel.
And you're closer to the equator. So right, exactly. You're going to get that.
You could feel all of that. Yeah. And the first thing I did, I put my towel over my head.
Because, smart.
Because I realized that I didn't have any sunscreen. But here's something else I wanted to ask. I've heard of people, and I've done this too, where you may actually squeeze your skin or press your nostrils, and you may notice oils coming through, mm-hmm, your pores. Good idea, bad idea?
Not, you shouldn't be doing it, because that's something that should be done anytime that's called extracting. So okay, when you're doing extractions, that's something that a professional needs to do, because they have a loop that they use to do that with, because your fingertips inevitably are going to have some bacteria on them, and you run the risk of infecting yourself and causing blackheads and pimples and more issue. So utilizing what I love, that charcoal mask, because that charcoal mask is going to pull it's a deep pore cleanser. So that charcoal mask is going to pull out those impurities, and you don't have to squeeze and pull those bumps. So I always tell people, utilize a product with an active ingredient. Let the product do the work, because we like to do the work, because it's inviting. It's like, ooh, I just want to get on this face, especially if you're in a public eye. So, you know, you want to make sure you're always looking good. So, you know, it's just one of those things, especially if you're obsessive with your skin. But it's just, we don't have, our fingers are just not set up in a way where we should be utilizing them in our pores.
It causes a micro injury.
It just causes a micro injury.
Now,
exactly.
You said a charcoal mask, and Roger said charcoal soap. Are those, is that the same?
It's an active ingredient that's in the product, actually. It's just a different item. She mm-hmm. said soap. I said, well, I said soap, and she said
so mask. Are these two totally different things utilized in different ways?
It's the same product used in two different ways.
Right. So can you, for example, with a charcoal soap, is that something that you can use on your face every day, on your body?
Oh, most definitely. Okay. Yeah definitely. With charcoal.
I'm a dial.
You can brush your teeth with charcoal. Like, charcoal is just one of those ingredients. Yeah, you can do so many things with charcoal. There are a lot of things that you can utilize charcoal for. It's just one of those active ingredients. It's just the same way we've learned about all of these fruits and vegetables that can be utilized in product. I mean, one of our products has orange mandarin in it. I mean, we have other products that have, you know, rose hip in it, and lemon, and, you know, natural natural things in it that will extract impurities from the skin. We have a lot
and
of those.
You can add it to shrimp and steak.
We're going back to the things of the earth.
Maybe you don't want to use that. Yeah.
But, you know, we're going back to things from the earth, you know, and we're going back to, it's a more holistic approach to skin, hair, body, makeup. Just, you know, we're going back to a holistic approach, because we're realizing that all of these unnatural ingredients that were put in products years ago are causing issue. And so now that we're more educated about our skin, and that's one of the things I want to discuss with the listeners, the first thing to do if you want great skin, whether you're a man or a woman, is identify your issue. What is my issue? What are my concerns? A lot of times people just pick up products and they buy them because they're popular, but they don't resonate with the concern. So for some people, it might be aging. Some, for me, you know, I'm a woman of a certain, I say a woman of a certain age. I've gotten a little older today. And so my whole thing is anti-aging. You know, I'm obsessed with it. I'm obsessed with anti-aging products. So you have to pick up products that are going to identify with your concerns. So make a list of your concerns. If you're listening, make a list of the concerns that you have with your skin, whether it's redness, puffiness, you know, I have dark circles. I have, you know, I'm prone to breakouts. Whatever your concerns, make that list. And then when you go to buy products, whether you buy them from me at Wink and Pout, you buy them from Roger, or you buy them from whomever, you want to make sure your concerns match up with the things that our products help to remedy. It's the same way when you get a cold. You don't pick up a cold product if you don't have a runny nose. You pick up the product that's for the runny nose, the hay fever, the achiness, the pain. That's what we gravitate to products. But we have to do the same with our skin. And for whatever reason, we get confused about our skin. And we have to remember that we are educated people. If you can read, then you should be able to identify what your concerns are. Once you know that, you identify your concerns, and then you find products that match your concerns, and those are the products you gravitate to.
What is the difference between, for example, the products that you know our you know mothers, grandmothers use, oil of Olay, lotion, versus some of these more complex things? Is there really that much of a difference? I ask that because today there was a report on television about a woman who bought a $400 moisturizing cream and wasn't able to return it because it didn't do what she thought it was going to do. Now, for $400, I think that it would probably make her look 20 years younger.
I have that cream. I know that cream.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Right.
You know that cream. Won't say what that cream is,
right,
but I have
but,
that cream.
You know, but, you know, my thing
and
is.
And that's cheap.
You know, and this is my point. I think, don't you have to balance the reality of aging, because none of us are getting any younger, with your expectations.
But I want to say, I think products, and I'm not, and we both make products, but I believe products is half the battle. And people put too much behind products. Mm-hmm. It has to start internally. It has to start with what your intake is. I'm talking nutrition. Multi-B vitamins, like a woman used to have, take prenatal vitamins when they were pregnant, mm-hmm. and man, they had all types of hair growth and skin, and they wanted them after they had the baby, and they wouldn't prescribe them to them. But now they make products that mimic a prenatal vitamin. It's a multi-B vitamin, and this is essential for your hair and your skin. And this is something you should take twice a day, because all your nutrients, all your key ingredients are coming from your bloodstream that's feeding your skin and your hair. Mm-hmm. When it comes to water, filtration, your organs, so much can back up in your system, your colon, because you're not properly flushing your system. So colon cleanses, 14-day cleanses, there's so much that has to be done. Fruit that you eat, not eating a lot of candy, not drinking a lot of sodas, not doing things that will harm your system, which you will see result out on your skin. So when you say, you mentioned a product like a Dial and things like that, it was different then. You know, we're so more advanced now, and we have so much more knowledge in the internet.
But I guess my question is, so are those products bad?
I would say some of them are bad.
Yes.
I mean, they're finding out that Johnson baby powder is causing cancer.
Much I know. But but like I said, I'm talking about, you know, lotion. You know,
petroleum was set up for a process. Meaning, it's designed, and it's crazy that dermatologists still prescribe products for petroleum in it. It's designed to lock moisture into your skin. That was mm-hmm. the theory. But if my skin is dry, what is it locking in? It's actually keeping moisture out.
Mm-hmm.
So now nothing can penetrate. So if you're still using a Vaseline and all these different things, guess what? You are outdated when it comes to the information we have access to that can give us better skin, a better look, a better feel.
And to his point, quickly, there is a difference between being dry and being dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
There's total difference. So people, they mistake dryness for dehydration. Dryness is when you have lack of oil. Dehydration is from lack of water. So if you are not drinking water and your skin is dry, you're saying, oh, my skin is dry, and you're using topical products when really you need to drink more water.
Yes.
So you have to know the difference so you are not misinformed with your product usage, because you will do that. And so a lot of things, again, can be remedied. And it's almost like the you know, what we're driving home today. If you just drink some water and eat properly, eating foods that have a lot of water, a lot of hydrate, you know, eating your broccolis and eating things, you know, your celeries and your things that produce water, your cucumbers, things that'll produce water, in addition to drinking water, in addition to doing, you know, just living a healthy lifestyle, it just really helps your skin a lot more.
Let's go to Samaj. Samaj calling from Upper Marlboro. What's on your mind?
Yes, I have. Good evening. Harold, you know who I am, Samaj, whatever. And I'm Roger.
Hey.
I had a question. We go back, way back with Shantae, back in G Natural days. I was doing the hair products a long time ago. I just had a quick question about the, when you're dealing with the beard issue, where once in a while, I never had no problem with my hair or my beard, but once in a while around the neck area, you get an occasional bump or whatever. And once in a while, it's been hard to kind of get rid of it. So we've been having an issue trying to figure out, there's not a lot of marketing involved with where the products are, you know. So
under the neck is very sensitive because of where it's located. You know, a lot of us wear collared shirts, things like that, when we perspire in the summer. A lot of the oil and the salt goes to under our neck where that's located. So, and then if we start picking at it, you know, a lot of times we can pick.
That's what I normally do.
Yeah, what you do is you irritate it. The skin is designed. Understand how important your skin is. Your skin protects your bloodstream. Anything that can enter your bloodstream can kill you. So by your pores being open, that's access to your bloodstream. When you pluck it, it protects itself. It has to send a harder layer of skin up to close that area permanently. So you don't want to pluck it. That's the first thing. Second, alcohol is not a good remedy for putting on your skin after you shave, because what happens is it can scar the skin. It's too harsh. You want to take, like I advised earlier, start shaving at night. And when you do this at night, you want to make sure you first use a product, like a pre-shave or something like we may have, that will remove the excess oil from under your neck before you shave. After that, let it dry and then shave. Once you shave, you know, again, add warm and then add a hot towel, and then you want to add the anti-inflammatory product. We have one. I believe she has one also. Then this will work on your skin overnight. But you can't pick at it, and you can't shave before you go out, because you're going to just subconsciously, not even knowing, pick at that bump. And every time you touch it, it's sending a signal. Close that area, because nothing can enter your skin, enter your bloodstream, because it will kill you. And that's how important it is.
Okay. So, Maj, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. And I want to go back to women and makeup, too, because even after, I mean, you do have, you know, women who do wear a lot of makeup no matter what the season happens to be. What are the big do's and don'ts about wearing makeup, particularly for those women who wear it every day?
Okay. I think that one of the big do's or don'ts with makeup is you don't want to sleep in it. I think a lot of women, you know, tend to think that if I sleep in my makeup, I can preserve this look for a day or two. And what you do is you add.
That's where I woke up like this comes
real.
From.
Right. I woke up like this.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And then you'll wake up like that. And it'll be a disaster. Ooh. So you want to make sure that.
You can't see me without makeup.
Yes. I think that if you're determined to sleep in anything, I would suggest doing a lash,
a
semi-permanent lash.
What is a lash?
The eyelash. Just doing an eyelash. Or if you're one of those women who have.
Where have you been?
Well, she said, I'm thinking skin, but she was talking about eyelashes.
No, but if I'm just giving you do's and don'ts, and this is for the woman who decides, I don't want my man to see me without makeup, but I still want to look great. So, you know, doing a semi-permanent lash is going to be helpful, because you don't have to take it off. It can stay on for a couple of weeks or a couple of months. That's one. The second thing is that there's microblading and microshading now, which is where you can fill in the hair on the brow. So a lot of times women say, I can't go out without my brow. So if you get microbladed, which is when they actually do, it's like little teeny cuts that mimic hair, and they drop in droplets of color. That's microblading. Then shading is actually kind of like a henna, which lasts a little bit longer, a lot longer than a henna. It lasts about 6 months. So you can do a micro shading where a person would actually do the brow, form the brow, and it will stay, you know, for several months or up to a year. Lots of places here do micro shading and blading. So you got your lashes and your brows done, right? That's half the battle. Mm-hmm. A lot of women, they feel like if my brows are done and my lashes are on, I don't have to do as much makeup. And that's just factual. You know, for those who decide I want to take it all off, I can put it on myself. If you want to start from scratch every day, make sure your skin is clean, moisturized, and prepped and ready for makeup. Remember, makeup has been they've taken the eggs out of the cake with makeup. It used to be years ago, you could put your makeup on and it would last all day long. Like, you know, you put your foundation on, it was on for the day. But now they have pulled out what we call a primer, which holds it together. It's the eggs in the cake. They've pulled that out. So now you got to prime the skin. Then you got to put the makeup on. Then you got to set it. Because if you don't, then the makeup just falls apart. By 10 o'clock, you know, you get up, you go to work, and it's gone. And that the reason why is because you have not primed, prepped the skin. You have not, you know, set the skin. So you got to prep and set. And so now it's like, oh my God, I got to do all these things. Yes, you do, because the products are broken down. And so that's why you have all of these different products. They want to give you an a la carte experience. They want you to be able to set up your situation yourself, because everyone has a different concern.
Real quick, dark circles under the eyes for women. How do you deal with that?
Dark circles come from three things. One is either hereditary, or it could be allergy, or it could be from sleep deprivation. So you have to determine what exactly is this from. If it is from sleep deprivation, get some rest. If it is from allergies, you're going to probably have to take something that's an anti-inflammatory, or you're going to have to utilize a product that's going to help to move the skin, your cellular movement under your eyes. That's from a lack of a vitamin. A lot of times eating more broccoli will help with the dark circles. If it is because of, you know, your hereditary, yeah, then you're going to have to cover it up, because inevitably that it may get worse with certain things, but for the most part, what accentuates that dark circle is when you don't get enough sleep, mm-hmm, or because of your allergies. And so you're going to have to use things that are kind of anti-inflammatory and anti-this and anti-that, you know, just to kind of remedy that. But there are lots of creams, eye creams. They're temporary, and it's frustrating for women, yeah, because they're like, you know, I'm using this product, it's not really working. So you have to work at it. You just have to keep working at it.
Kim, what's your website?
www.winkandpout.com/Kim Lee. It's www.winkandpout.com/Kim Lee, and I'm the Kim Lee on all social media platforms. That's TheKymLee.
And Roger, your website?
I am alphaclub4men.com.
I'm going to make sure that information is posted on our website tonight. As always, on WHUR.com. Roger Gore and Kim Lee, thanks for talking to us. I feel beautiful already.
Yes.
I really do. Yeah. I woke up like this. that is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Monday, April 22nd. I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now, stay tuned for The Connection. Good night.